Our story is from a Gemara in Tanis. If you recall, we've been discussing Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. You guys remember Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? He lived in dire poverty. The Bas Kol, Heavenly Voice, used to come out and say, the whole world is getting food in his merit, and he has this little carob tree, and that's all he gets, he and his wife. You remember the story about his wife, who always used to put on the ovens that would seem like she was baking food for Shabbos, when really they had almost nothing. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa had an oil lamp in honor of Shabbos. You know, in the Talmud, whenever it says ner, ner is an oil lamp. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa had Neros Shabbos. He had his oil lamp in honor of Shabbos. And every Friday afternoon, they would dutifully fill the oil lamp and light it in honor of Shabbos. And that light was their light for Shabbos. You know, the ancient custom of lighting Shabbos candles is both practical, so that you have light, and also for dignity. You know, you ever go to a fancy restaurant, they light candles. It's one of the ways we honor Shabbos. That's why if you're going to light tea lights, so maybe that's okay, but it's much nicer if you're going to light long candles, because that's honoring Shabbos even more. When we light candles, some have the custom, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach used to say to do this, to put out all the other lights, make a blessing, light the Shabbos candles, and then turn on the lights. And when you make the blessing, you have in mind that the blessing is not only on the Shabbos candles, but also on the lights you're turning on for Shabbos. Because to start lighting candles when you have all the other fluorescent and incandescent bulbs is a little bit funny. So you could say, like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, that our candles are a way of honoring Shabbos. It's not really for the practical aspects of Shabbos. You have light without it. Or you could say, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that when you make the blessing, it's going on the other lights as well. Well, at any rate, in Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's home, as was the case in most homes back in the day, the lights that they lit in honor of Shabbos were not only in honor of Shabbos, they were the lights they used on Shabbos. And one time, it was Erev Shabbos, and Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa sees that they lit the Shabbos candles, and they made a mistake. When they lit the Shabbos candles, they confused the vessel that holds the oil with the vessel that holds the vinegar. And I lit the candles, and by mistake I put in vinegar instead of oil. And now we won't have light for Shabbos. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said, don't worry. And this is a very famous line. The line goes, Mi sha'amar la'shemen she'idlak, whoever decreed in the world that oil shall light, Yomar lachometz v'idlak, he will also tell the vinegar and it will light. And he said, look, God created both to do His will. He wants us to have light this Shabbos. So when the great Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says something like that, it works. And the menorah stayed lit all night and all day. And the Matzah Shabbos, they were able to take the Matzah Shabbos candle from the Shabbos candles. And then it went out. So that's what Chazal tell us. V'yigzer omer v'yakem lach. When a tzaddik decrees something, so Hashem fulfills it. That's a tzaddik like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. I wouldn't try this at home. But, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, this is the famous line of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. He who said that the oil shall light will also say the vinegar shall light, and it worked. The Gemara brings a similar story. There was once a man who his wife passed away, and he didn't have the money to hire a wet nurse for his daughter. So the Talmud says that God made a miracle, and he developed like a woman, and he was able to breastfeed the baby. And then the Talmud says, notice that God made him a miracle, he should be able to feed the baby, but God didn't make a chest appear in his home where he'd have money and he could hire a wet nurse. And so Chazal say from here we see that the parnasa is something that in heaven they don't make it so easy. It was easier in heaven to make a miracle for him to feed the baby than to make a miracle and suddenly this guy should have parnasa. So that gives us perspective. People think, you know, parnasa, no, I'll try. Chazal say no, parnasa, to be able to make a livelihood is something that in heaven they leave up to our ishtadlus. Do what you gotta do, make it work. Because otherwise God says it's easier to make a miracle, make a man be able to breastfeed a baby, than to make a person suddenly be able to have parnasa when he doesn't.